The Everyday People Show is a podcast of the AMBC, African Masters Broadcasting Center.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Your hands.
Okay.
What do you got?
Soup.
Mmm. Mmm. Wow. What's this? Paprika?
Paprika.
Paprika?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Wow. Mmm.
You like
oh
it?
Oh my God. Yes, I like you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm.
When I was little, I loved this one acting class in junior high. I was playing my grandmother and the crowd was laughing. And I just remember getting a little high from their enjoyment of my performance. And I always had that in the back of my mind that acting would be a fun, fun thing to do. Of course, when I started UCLA, I had no clue what I wanted to do. And I asked my parents, hey, can I be an actress? And they said, absolutely not. And so I decided to be an engineer, which they love. But, you know, after graduating, working a couple of years, I decided, hey, let me do what I want with this one life. So I became an actress.
You've been smoking again, Ade. I thought we went over this. Why do you keep lying?
I just realized that it's actually a lot of work and dedication. But the beautiful thing about acting is what you become in the process of acting. You become I've become a more empathetic person, a more understanding person, a more interested and curious person, a person who's always searching. There's no way I can rest on my laurels. I can just be like, I have it made, because acting is that kind of thing where your job is always different from different people in different parts of the world.
They're gonna kill us. We should move. This is so important. It's 10 minutes away. We can just take the boat and come back in the morning if nothing.
I know, but we must trust our father too.
I know, you're right.
There's so many people I admire in the acting world. A lot of times they're British. I mean, when you talk about your Tom Hiddlestons, when you talk about your Idris Elbas, their passion, their specificity in characters, their just choices that they make when they decide to play a character, how they decide to move, how they decide to talk, the passion that they show. It would be a dream come true to act with them. Of course, in some cool Game of Thrones Xena type film. You know what would be nice? To actually do something that Oprah works on. Just because she's so inspirational in terms of spirituality. And that is something I'm super into. Of course, there's so many other people I would love to work with. Anyone who does important or fun work, people who have high ambitions, they want to win awards. And I don't want to say any more specific names because, gosh, there's so many good shows. In America, we have very limited and or negative perceptions about Africa. When I was little, it was just, of course, that starving baby with a big stomach and a fly around. That's literally our perception of Africa. In college, I have a lot of Nigerian friends. Strangely enough, according to Ancestry.com, I'm like 43% Nigerian. And the rest, Ivory Coast, Mali. Yeah, for that Nigerians, they're always the smart ones of the Black people. Way smarter than the Black Americans, just focused on becoming doctors and engineers. Just pretty awesome people. I went to a Nigerian wedding. That was amazing. Then I realized how full of themselves Nigerians are, in the best possible way. They're super intelligent and smart, but they know it. They're like, Naija, da, da, da. Like, everything is like, we are the best. And I was starting to believe that in that, you know, couple hours I was at the wedding. I was like, yes, they are the best. So that was my kind of just very limited intro to Africans. In general, I just feel like I have no idea what's really going on that whole continent, because we're not taught too much about Africa in America. And I did play Rwanda in Genocide Survivor, so I looked up a little bit about Rwanda and learned about the Tutsis and Hutu and Tutsis, yes. and that conflict. But it's so beautiful how, you know, for the most part, I think they've come together after that. And just that power of forgiveness. And that's very, just so beautiful and impressive to me. I want to visit Mali. I want to visit Nigeria just because it seems that, you know, I feel like my family was probably one of the first people sold out of Africa. I'm not sure how to feel about that, but I do want to visit the Ivory Coast, and I do want to visit different parts of Africa, Rwanda, just because I played that part, and also Tanzania, because I heard it was really nice. And I mean, I just feel like the way I think of Africa might be completely different than reality. Right now, I'm trying to learn Pinterest for my clothing line, Thespian Heart Clothing. I want to empower actors, actresses, and creative people just to be their most unique, creative selves. I want you to live a life of happiness. I want you to create and be proud of the life you live. So definitely check out Thespian Heart Clothing, www.thespianheart.com, thespian as in the actor. My name is Jamie Ann Burke. I'm an American of Guyanese descent. I'm an actress based in New York City, and this is my everyday story.
Let your guard down. The tootsie snakes are hiding in the grass, so make sure that you have your machete ready to jump the snakes.
They're coming back.
Faster! Push the wardrobe in front of the door so they're not going to see there is a door. I'm begging you.
You're not a tootsies.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a good hood. I will never hide tootsies. There are no tootsies here.
You can eat him. You can do whatever you want. I will protect you.